The Peoria Riverfront Market kicks off its 16th season this Saturday in downtown Peoria. But like almost every aspect of life during the pandemic, it will be very different this year.
We're really switching our focus from a social, fun-filled event to a grocery-style market.
That's market manager Sharon Graham. Along with this essential service approach to the market for the foreseeable future comes a host of new safety protocols.
There are some rules that we have to put in place to make this work. So the first one I mentioned is that we're going to ask customers not to touch the produce, that they will pick out what they want and the vendor will hand it to them.
Shoppers are being asked to wear a mask, keep their hands sanitized, and to practice social distancing. Also, leave your reusable bags and your pets at home, and if possible, try to send only one family member. Public health guidelines have also resulted in the elimination of many of the beloved social components of this popular weekly community event.
We're hoping sooner than later we can add back in the fun events too and make it a social event again. We will make adjustments as we move through the season.
But market patrons can rest assured that the market will continue to serve a critical function, connecting the community directly to local fresh foods and the farmers that produce them.
Please come out. The Riverfront Association has gone to great lengths to make it safe. So I think the people would be pleasantly surprised.
That's Tony Malik, a farmer and market vendor. Tony and his wife Ginger own and operate Grandma and Grandpa's Farm near Sparland, Illinois. They are looking forward to another season at the Riverfront Market and hope to reassure their customers that the market remains a viable source of fresh food heading into the summer.
Bottom line, we want to make sure our customers feel safe and we want to make sure that they can get the food they need.
Food access is also on the mind of Graham, who noted that shoppers with SNAP benefits can buy produce as usual at the market using their Illinois Link cards. This includes the continuation of the market's SNAP matching program.
I believe we're setting the match this year at $10. So if you take $10 off your card, you'll get an additional $10 in funds. And that is supported through the Wholesome Food Fund at the Community Foundation of Central Illinois.
In addition to ensuring food access for the community, Graham stressed the importance of the market in supporting the small farm businesses currently in the economic crosshairs of the pandemic.
We do feel a strong obligation to our farmers. I mean, a lot of these farmers, it's their livelihood, and the market normally brings in 4,000 to 5,000 people every Saturday. And so if they didn't have this large market, it would severely, hurt their income.
Janie Maxwell, director of the Illinois Farmers Market Association, says market managers throughout the state share Graham's concern for the farmers that rely on markets to access their customers. But despite the heightened health concerns of the public, she suggests there is still significant demand among consumers to be met by farmers markets this year.
I think one of the initial concerns was that nobody would come to a farmers market, and I think we can safely say that has not been true. We're hearing from across the state that there is a greater than ever demand for the products that are being offered. So if a market has found a way to meet the regulations of their community and bring a market forward, the community response has been tremendous.
I have a feeling quite a few people are going to be wanting to come out. Yeah, there'll be some that will be cautious, and that's great. We want them to be. But I think it will be a good market.
Although it is disappointing to suspend the numerous non-farm vendors and activities that provide the market with its usual variety, Graham hopes that some positive long-term impacts can result from markets being forced to scale back to their essential service.
One of the silver linings in it is that people are more concerned about where their food comes from. And, this food isn't traveling 1,500 miles on a semi. It's being picked the night before the market or sometimes the morning of the market.
I'm hopeful that the long-term impact is that people will see the value of the short supply chain and the local food and the local food producer. My hope is that we're actually building a wider customer base.
And as farmers and market managers navigate this new reality for the 2020 farmers market season, they are asking that everyone
please be patient, number one.
Patient with us, patient with the farmers.
And give it some time. We're starting small, but it'll just keep growing. So come on out. We miss your smiling faces. We miss seeing the people, and we hope to see everybody soon.
For WCBU Peoria Public Radio, this is Tori Dalhoff.